should do right like some other men. Get out of here, get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about, but you ain't got no money. They'll put you out. You do right like some other men, all they do. Get out of here, get me.
I've been grooving on this version of this song for a couple of weeks. Gal dresses up like Jessica Rabbit. Kind of a young gal, good looking. Very erotic opening piece of music. Hey, you know it's me because it's a different tune all the time, man. Good evening. Jeff Bennett here for a Thursday night installment of The Edge. Kind of glad to be here. Strange, unusual couple of days. Been busy. Busy on the phone, dealing with some clients, dealing with some issues out there. This will be a mixed bag program tonight, a very mixed bag, and there's going to be some things that some folks may find offensive. But there are things that need to be said. Let's be honest, I've never been all that concerned about whether I offend someone with the things I talk about on the air. A couple of quick economic things. I'm not going to spend lots of time with it because I'm still not finding all that much to bother posting. Over on the metal side of things, silver's off 4 cents today, but you know, it's still hanging in that 24.25 to 24.75 area. Rhodium lost $400 today, so we're off that $12,000 figure for an ounce of rhodium. Palladium was up 17 today at 22.10. Platinum up 15 at 873. Gold has been doing some strange things over the last few days, whether it has to do with the a different kind, but a plandemic of this phony election. But in the after hours, gold is up 1080, closing at 1876 and change. And I just am not getting all that concerned about it. The thing I'm finding unusual, we've been doing a lot and talking a fair amount about the Valcombi gold and silver. It's not a straight bar. They're breakable things. They break into 1/10 ounce in the gold. We've also got them available in the multi-gram variation. The silver, of course, we get broken down into a 100 1 gram pieces. Not only am I getting a considerable amount of interest on those, but we're finding that our suppliers are exploding with it. It makes sense. And as I shared with a representative today, I had to call and place an order. I've never talked to this guy before, nor he, so he didn't know me. I didn't know him. And I explained to him, I said, look, you need to understand that my clientele is not like, these are people that tune into the broadcast, people and or families that have followed my work for close to a quarter of a century. They buy gold and silver for other reasons. They're not buying it because they've been promised this great explosion that it's going to go up 10 times and all the money they're going to make. That our clients buy because they see what's going on in the world, and they're buying for protection, for preparedness. I hate to say it, the same reason you buy toilet paper before it goes crazy. And yet what we're seeing with these Valcombi products lately is very small, but there's slight increases in the spreads over their so-called melt value because the demand is increasing on these products. People seeing that, you know, buying a 1 ounce gold piece that breaks into 10th ounce pieces, and it's $500 plus less than buying 10th ounce American Eagles, or doing the same thing with silver because these people are on the road. I had an interesting conversation with a trucker today, and interestingly enough, he'd gotten a hold of the cheese company, we used to call them, and having been trained in this industry by the fine, upstanding biblical representatives of the cheese company that weren't very biblical, other than the satanic side of things, they're continuing to tell the same kind of BS and lies, and even got some new ones. And this guy says, man, it was unreal. So, but there's a lot of people looking at this stuff because it puts them in control. And so, you know, we'll be talking more about that, but probably not tonight. If you've got greater interest in it, go to Morgana Precious Metals. I've got some major expansion to do. If you hold your mouse over the asset vault, the first entry is Combi Bar Vault. And I'm going to have some major upgrades and additions to do to that because it includes both gold and silver in a variety of different ways of making it available. So we'll talk about that. A couple of quick financial headlines. I'm not getting into the whole thing, but just kind of an introduction. One of the headlines said, what we don't elect matters most, central banking and the permanent government. If we avert our eyes from the electoral battle on the blood-soaked sand of the Colosseum and look behind the screen, we find that the powers that matter are not those who were elected. They're owned by a few big banks. The Federal Reserve, run by a handful of technocrats and the immense national security state. In other words, the true permanent government. Think about that. So in effect, what's really being said here, just in that line, is it really doesn't matter who takes the office of the presidency. Frankly, it doesn't really matter who gets into Congress because they're all run and controlled by the big banks and the Federal Reserve, a small handful of technocrats that are hiding in the shadows. They, in fact, are the permanent government. These entities operate the empire, which hosts the electoral games for the entertainment and distraction of the public. Probably one of the most intelligent ways I've ever heard it explained. That article is, at least the introduction of it, with the words I've just shared with you, is posted at Morgana Precious Metals right now. It's under the November 11th. That's yesterday's headlines. I've done no updates over there today. I've had no time. Secondly, gold inching toward record high levels despite the volatility. Gold prices tumbled earlier this week. They've continued to do so, a little bit of up and down. After the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine news sparked a broader market rally, investors fled safe haven assets like gold, which had surged on worries about the pandemic. But the price of gold is still hovering fairly close to $1,900 an ounce, not too far from its all-time highs above 2000. Frankly, the guy that wrote that, I think, was stretching it out a little bit. It's hovering just under, no, it's 1876, okay? And that's at least up a few bucks from where it was earlier in the day. There's also a marvelous video called Doing Peggy Lee Justice. Well, that's what I've called it. It happens to be the video of piece of music we opened the program with tonight. Silver Eagle sales are up another $1 million in November. Another 1 million Silver Eagles in November. The month isn't even half over. Gold Eagle sales remaining strong. Another week, another 1 million Silver Eagles were sold by the U.S. Mint In the first 10 days of November, sales of Silver Eagles are 6 times higher than the total for November of 2019. Now, there's only one problem with that. Even though this article talks about premiums now down in the $4 to $6 range, I haven't bothered looking because I find it outrageous anyway. People are buying, but a lot of those people are buying boxes or whatever the case may be, and in all reality, they don't know that there are options out there that in the future could be more beneficial. But most of those people buying those kind of things, and keep in mind, when this talks about, oh, you know, the U.S. Mint selling more, greater, you know why? There's exactly 13 major companies that are licensed to buy directly from the U.S. Mint. You and I can't go to the U.S. Mint and buy a box. Only those 13 licensed dealers. Those are the ones we have to buy from. They're the ones that dictate what the markup is, what the range is. So, a little bit misleading. It's not like Joe and Marianne are going to the U.S. Mint saying, can we buy a box of Silver Eagles? It doesn't work that way. Let's get it on. We are going to have a bit of a mixed bag here tonight. My friend Max Slave over at You Know What Hits the Fan Plan published an article yesterday, which we're seeing more and more evidence of. Lockdowns are coming. 22 states have already begun locking down again. Now, we're going to talk a little bit later in this program about the marvelous Governor Cuomo, because they're one of the biggest lockdown states in the country. And there's more to it than just a virus. Anyone who understands that these lockdowns were never about health, they were about control. And those of us who knew that the first lockdowns didn't quite devastate the middle class to the point that the elitists needed them to. And so now we face another round of lockdowns, and it's coming, all in order for the rulers to usher in this new world order through chaos and poverty. And that, my friends, is straight up nothing short of economic terrorism. And it's being done by government. They want people desperate. People just aren't desperate enough. Do you understand that? You see, these lockdowns serve a multitude of purposes, but two in specific. First and foremost, they keep up the facade. And they continue to keep the masses in a panic state of fear. And secondly, they finish off the middle class, impoverishing enough of us that we will willingly enslave ourselves for the universal basic income pittance in the form of a digital dollar that the elites will be able to track and trace and control. And that alone is amongst the reasons to be buying gold and silver. I had no intention of leaning in that direction. But that one sentence, they finish off the middle class, impoverishing enough of us, that we will willingly enslave ourselves for the universal basic income pittance in the form of a digital dollar where they can track and trace and control every single thing we buy. But those of us who can do some barter and trade with the gold and the silver and things of that nature, and once again, more and more, I'm leaning toward the breakable bars, things of that nature, small incremental things which put us in control. But that's getting away from our effect here, or maybe it isn't. In order to keep the show going, get the people to buy into the scam, states are, as we mentioned, beginning to lock down again. 22 states have issued additional orders that trample people's basic human rights. Minnesota, Maryland, California. Well, California ought to just get locked up. I wish that thing they've got out there would just break off and float California off to China. Iowa's another one. Wisconsin, Utah, Rhode Island, Michigan, Connecticut. Sorry, Dr. E. Massachusetts, Illinois, Colorado, Idaho, Florida, New Jersey. Idaho blows my freaking mind. Idaho's this amazing open state. And they're shutting it down? You do that to my sister and she's going to finally reach your point. She's going to come out and kick your ass. Florida. New York. Yeah, New York. Of course, their cousin next door, Jersey. Pennsylvania. Texas is beginning to shut down. Kentucky, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Mexico. Well, New Mexico's gone so uber left that they'll follow the instructions at any point. The destruction of our rights, my friends, is well underway, but now for a second time. They are so desperate to keep up this scam at all costs. It's never been about health. The elitists do not give a damn about our health, nor whether we continue to live on this planet or not. They only want power. And so you must wake up, stay prepared. If your state's not on the list above, do not assume you're going to escape this hell, because it's on. My friends, we're being played like a grand piano. And most folks out there are too damn brainwashed to even realize how enslaved they already are. And if we let this happen again, and my friends, frankly, we don't deserve the freedom which is our birthright as human beings. All of this is planned. It's part of their game. And the only way to win is to refuse to play. Rise up. Live freely. Tonight, tomorrow. Because that's what terrifies these psychopaths. Our realization that we do not need their permission to be free. Point blank. Does that make sense? Somebody in Missouri says it's time for people to go on about their lives and live the way they want. We're 9 months into this clown show and none the better. If you're a person at high risk of dying from corona, the common cold, then maybe you should self-quarantine. Because that life and limb of citizenry is being threatened by a corrupt police state, by all kinds of means, such as fines, imprisonment, forced injection, threats of internment camps, forced testing. It's all a sick damn joke. And the medical establishment should be so ashamed of itself and prosecuted for crimes against humanity for its participation in this damn fraud. Or I would advise the general population to keep track of names and numbers within your communities so these criminals can be brought to justice. Or their house of cards will eventually fall. It's unbelievable. Simply unbelievable, my friends. I'm looking at a couple of other comments. One from someone in Texas that says, I don't know where you're getting your information, but nothing in Texas has changed in months with the exception of raising occupancy rates in restaurants. Another guy down in Florida makes the comment and the statement that there's no change in Florida. Florida ain't locking down. Forearm says, if the likes of Newsom, our idiot governor here in California, are going to push us into a second quarantine lockdown, that it's time to let them know that doing so will put their lives in danger, because I will not let my family starve because our elected officials are that stupid. We've had enough of their BS, and if they don't open up soon, then we may just come out shooting without regard to who's actually responsible, because they all hid behind plausible deniability. And by the way, he concludes, there's not going to be a COVID-19 vaccine because they can't make one. Why? Because they've not been able to isolate what is referred to as a SARS-CoV-2 from which they would clone its genetics to be studied in the lab. The entire debacle is truly a scam of biblical proportions. And it goes on and on. Andrea Iravani says 93 million eligible voters refuse to vote for either of the candidates that have committed high crimes and treason. And even though I voted for Trump in 16, I could not do that with a clear conscience as a result of the high crimes and treason that he's committed during his time in office. And whether you voted for Biden with your 76 million votes or Trump with 71 or whatever the numbers are, you're still vastly outnumbered by the silent majority, which includes me. And he concludes by saying, by the way, I really do not appreciate people that vote for known terrorists, which includes Trump and Biden. So I really do not want to heal either. Because as far as I'm concerned, you are the disease that enables the coup de grace, the Constitution. So please stay away from me. Which is interesting because his comment has little or nothing to do with all that we've just shared with you. And we could go on with far more of the comments here. It's quite interesting. I find that the comments in many respects say so much. In many cases, more than the article. Interesting thing is, I picked this up this morning, and it came off of one of my economic sites. There is a second lockdown in Europe that's begun. And as this long-awaited second wave of the corona pandemic sweeps through Europe, another round of severe restrictions, travel bans, rules that prevent the proper function of international business and trade threatens to once again disrupt all kinds of sectors, including the gold industry. The author, Claudia Grass, says, until only a couple of months ago, multiple heads of state and government officials and all kinds of experts were openly acknowledging the serious risks of another lockdown and tried to reassure citizens, claiming it could be avoided. And yet here we are today, with most European nations under another near-total economic freeze. Why do I share with you this story about Europe? Because, my friends, what they are experiencing is going to transmit to here. It's already begun. He continues, there's very little that differentiates this lockdown from the last. In some places, some schools remain open. Some exceptions are being made for business travel and commuters with strict restrictions. Overall, however, the severity and the extent of the economic damage of the policy can be expected to be similar, if not even worse, to what we witnessed after the first shutdown directive. As many precious metals investors will undoubtedly recall, the disruptions that were inflicted upon the sector during the first lockdown were severe. Border closures, forced shutdowns of refineries, logistical and transport chaos, and an explosion of demand all created widespread shortages and record delivery delays in the physical precious metals markets. A lot of retailers had to contend with incredible order backlogs and bottlenecks while they faced significant procurement pressures with supply shortages. And as a result, we witnessed considerable premiums and clients often experienced long delays. It's therefore not unreasonable to fear a repeat of this scenario as the lockdowns intensify across the continent. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you this comparison. I understand exactly what this man's saying. Rarely did I have a client that had to wait an extended period of time. But some of the products that were being offered are en route. There may be a week to 2 week delay. I'm very careful. I don't want to be putting a product out that's going to take a long time to get there. So long as I know it's on the way, we're comfortable, we're in good shape. But we start talking about long-term delivery and backlogs and bottlenecks, supply shortages, premiums. I mean, I remember going into Home Depot when they were getting $12 for a six-pack of toilet paper. Come on. Are you out of your frickin' minds? But it's already begun. Costco, by 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, and they open at what? I guess they open at 9 o'clock now. Their parking lot is completely jammed. Not a parking spot within a block. You've got to walk that far to make sure you get in line to get in the place. It's happening again. They've got the restrictions on a package of toilet paper, a package of freaking butter, a package of paper towels. It's begun again. All I know is I want to be in a position to break off a couple of gold pieces or break off three or four silver pieces and be able to swap it with somebody for something I need. What's happening in Europe is going to come here again. In Switzerland, Europe and the world's major gold hub, the rules and the restrictions that can affect production, trade, and transport in Switzerland obviously play a major role and are of great concern to precious metals investors. Keep in mind, there's different kind of investors. There's the Wall Street type of investor who may, in fact, take physical possession. The person that thinks they're going to buy it and make a killing at the other end versus most of the people we deal with, once again, who buy it with the intent of keeping it and hanging on to it for whatever will be. But a lot of the products that we're dealing with right now are, in fact, coming out of Switzerland. The Valcombi collection of products are all coming out of Switzerland. Overall, the internal COVID-related regulations, the policies have so far been somewhat more relaxed and permissive in the small Alpine nation, especially compared to its neighbors and the rest of the Western peers. There's no total national lockdown, nor is there a central directive to stop all economic activities and remain confined at home, as in the case around the rest of Europe. But there are, however, different approaches on a cantonal level. 26 cantons have autonomy on health matters. Some cantons, especially in the French-speaking regions, have chosen to adopt much harsher measures than others, as well as partial lockdowns, including the forced shutdown of restaurants, bars, sports facilities. And yet the Swiss gold industry is also affected by measures taken by neighboring countries. Especially relevant and concerning is the Italian premier Giuseppe Conte announced fresh border closures just days ago. And those new restrictions mean that all tourism and leisure and shopping travel is prohibited and the northern border is largely closed with Switzerland. And that has serious implications for local business owners and for all sectors that rely on tourism, with Ticino being particularly severely impacted. And these are towns and cities that you and I know nothing about. In this particular individual's case, the writer, he says, we've already witnessed a noticeable increase in delivery delays from major refineries. We saw delivery times be extended for up to 4 months for physical silver, up to 1 to 2 months for gold. And although the situation is not at this point and as dire as what we saw during the first lockdown, and we can't be sure if it'll be in fact persist or be summarily resolved. He says, I do think it's important to give a heads up to investors. And that's what we're basically doing today. Don't sit back and wait. I don't care if you want to come to me and say, Jeff, I've only got 500 or 1,000 bucks. Can you do something for me? I'll work my buns off for you. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Slipping through the cracks. Well, you know the bottom's falling out. People slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't stand the facts. It's a growing business of some people in the street who do not have a job, but nothing. The bottom falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts.
Oh, my man, Willie Edwards. I met Willie, not directly, but indirectly, through his music. My God, 25 years ago, when I was working with a company in Scottsdale many, many years ago, we were a precious metals dealer. They've long since out of business, and Robbie Noel and I had worked there together, along with a couple of brothers and some other folks. I don't mean African-American brothers. I'm talking about blood brothers, and nothing against the African-American folks at all, but I just wanted the folks to understand some things. Willie Edwards listened to our program in depth and sent us one of his CDs, and nobody at the network really got into it. They just didn't understand it. I kind of into blues, so no big deal. And I continued to use his music even once I went out on my own. And he followed me. And he and I started going back and forth. We talked on the phone a few times. Interestingly enough, he was a cab driver. And he's a marvelous writer. Enjoy the living daylight side of his music. This is a perfect piece, Bottoms Falling Out. And my God, he wrote this thing back in like 1993 or 4. And boy, how it fits now. Yeah, got a lot of his stuff. The guy sent me more of his albums. He actually sent me some studio cuts that never actually were done. They were all the test pieces and stuff he was doing. So kind of neat. Kind of like my buddy Buck Mallard, Tim Revere out in Texas. Hi, Tim. Quick little bit of a tale of two states, if you don't mind. Florida and New York. The governor of Florida is Ron DeSantis, a Republican. The governor of New York, of course, is Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat. Population of Florida is 22 million. New York is 19,500,000. State income tax in Florida is 0%. It's 8% in New York. That's just the state. That's not the cities, et cetera, et cetera. The state budget in Florida is balanced. In New York, it's in debt. In Florida, the COVID-19 cases were 42,402. In New York, it was 338,617. The number of deaths from COVID-19 in Florida were 1,827. The number of COVID-19 deaths in New York were at one time 27,448. And yet, for some strange reason, the media thinks that Cuomo is doing a good job. Something stinks. And so now we're going to spend a little time talking to you about something that's completely unrelated to anything we've talked about here tonight. It's a subject that'll get some of you people wet in the pants. You'll get all excited about it. Don't let it. We're going to talk about the hidden mob. The terrible thing is they're right out in the open. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. Nothing more than an Italian fascist mafia mob boss. And he has been from the days of his father, Mario Cuomo's regime as governor. Do you really know anything at all about the Italian mob? Other than what you've seen in The Godfather, you know, movies, etc. Of the New York City, Poughkeepsie, Highland, Albany, and Buffalo regions of New York State. Our author, who I get daily emails from, and he and I have started going back and forth with some interesting stuff. I'll tell you a little bit more about him at the end. He grew up in the midst of Little Italy. He knew these people very well indeed, how they operate, what they do to enforce their regimes, region to region, heroin, drug trafficking, pornography, prostitution, extortion, coercion, graft, corruption, all at their core of the glorified American Godfather. The attack by economic subversion and blackmail and drug, chemical, psychiatric warfare means with mental health outlets everywhere in New York State. Oh, you don't think the mental health outlets don't profit by all the other stuff that the mob is pushing? Yeah, they're ready to put you on forced psychotropic disabling meds to finish you off by corrupt court-ordered mafia mental hygiene law under doctor's orders. Real gulag business, isn't it? Of course, anyone who complains about them to the police or writes or speaks out against them finds themselves out of a job or otherwise being molested. No, you're being betrayed here because you have been geared to thinking in beneficent or beneficent American terms of standard to the sacred principles of our constitutional democracy. The Italians are allied for their drug supply, with their mafia politicians and crooked cops, to the black heroin mafia, as is the New York Jewish Mafia, Murder Incorporated. But what? If you do not know that the Jews have a mafia, it's because they only show you the effeminate Hasidic Orthodox Jews with their beards and their curly-haired sideburns on television. Oh, I see their pictures on Facebook. They're all over the place. Oh, no, we can't possibly expose the other types. Let me insert a comment. For those of you who are taken aback at this posting and that which I'm sharing with you, wake up. Because you've been had for your entire life. Do you remember the names Meyer Lansky, the mob's accountant? Bugsy Siegel, Arnold Rothstein. There are but three names within the family. Oh, Hollywood's made them out to all be heroes, you know, kind men with families at home. But you see, there's far more to their story. I mean, you could even go to Wikipedia, and I provided the link with a very intense piece entitled Jewish American Organized Crime. Now, understand some things. Most, if not all, of the Italian mob males, believe it or not, are raised as mama's boys, aggressive homosexuals from puberty. And most, if not all, are aggressively involved in pornography and blackmail. And like the black mafia, oh yeah, they exist too. They will entrap you by guile if they can. They'll kill off everything you love to make you do what they want. The black hand, the black face. Oh, don't get me started with the black hand. I've got a marvelous story I can share with you about that, but not tonight. As the United States is today being eyed to be broken up now into diverse, distinct racial and ethnic nationalist regions, New York has been slated to become an Italian Jewish state. But in so many respects, hasn't it already? Their motto or shibboleth is, we move in, they move away. Their motive is to take over the territory by sabotage, brainwashing, and by murder and mayhem terror. When many of us went away to fight the Vietnam War in the 60s, we found a very different United States, overrun with heroin and LSD and other deadly drugs when we returned. Of course, there were our American hippie brothers and sisters. They succumbed and allied to itself, called the new regime, and with no one, and to this day, ever mustering to intervene. My friend enlisted in the Army under the Patriot Draft in 1964. I enlisted a year later in 1965. And we, as many others, all had one commonality. We took a sworn oath of allegiance to the American United States of our founding fathers, to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it is to this very oath that I remain faithful. All of us have a great and profound love of God and country. That is one of the deep and powerful emotions of humankind. But to protect and defend our American United States with our own lives, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, is a feeling that lives with us forever, and it never dies. Know now that we, those of us who took this oath, who still understand it all these years later, we are all together in this, and organized to a military war footing. We are ready to fight for and to defend the American United States before it is all torn asunder and divided up among the heathens who are being allowed to invade and take us over about their declared intent for the future of us. And we've got our A-bombs falling into the hands of the black Muslim Islamic jihadi mafia mob terrorists, etc., etc. You're not naive about the politics going down here, are you? We would just as soon slaughter them the next time they're out on the streets looting and burning down our cities. Ugly business to those of us who know the ways wars are waged. But I will do what's necessary. Will you? For you see, if they, the minorities slash majority coalitions, wish to live here among us as respectable, peace-loving citizens, as was the original agreement, then that's another matter. There is only one master to rule here, the Americans. My friends, there is no surrender, no head to be placed above our own, other than his. We must all take heed. Keep in mind, New York is a good state to be from. It's a good damn shame that my friend of 52 years who lives in New York wasn't tuned in tonight. But then he won't tune in because our political leanings are considerably opposite. He's fallen for it, hook, line, and sinker. The author's name is Gary Konis, K-O-N-I-Z. He's a journalist, a correspondent, member of the Veterans of Vietnam War. He was a Republican candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives in the 4th Congressional District of Florida. Oh, he has far more to share. His writing's a little choppy, but what's the difference? That's not even that important. I think in many respects he says the words that many of us feel and understand. Yeah. Very interesting. As yesterday was Veterans Day, and I obviously was not on the air yesterday, part one of our two-part series, X-rays, a major cause of heart disease and cancer. Part two will air tomorrow evening. And I do that because I don't want a lot of time go by without sharing the balance of it. Another veteran, Roger Hale, H-E-L-L-E, published a piece yesterday, and he's one of our brothers from NAM. He wrote his reflections, states that he's grateful for a life spared, thankful for those who paid the ultimate price. He says, it was as hot as I remembered, nearly 120 degrees under cloudless skies. It was 1989, 23 years had passed since I last stood on this very spot. 23 years earlier, we often came into this little fishing village on the Perfume River, 5 kilometers south of the imperial city of Hue, South Vietnam. My squad of Marines almost always took enemy fire as we approached this village. The last time I walked into this village, 9 Marines and a Navy corpsman died violently when we were ambushed by a large group of Viet Cong guerrillas. 2 other Marines who had been critically wounded were taken by helicopter to a hospital. And I was told the next day both had died. Our author said he carried the guilt of surviving that night for 23 years. Obviously, he's gone back to visit the place. And he says today there was no gunfire, just a crowd of villagers, many of whom had not seen an American before. The older villagers stood silently watching to see what was going to happen. Our group of returning veterans knelt with me as we had a memorial service for my fallen friends. Standing with me were my wife and children. My emotions were overwhelming. But this time gone was the guilt of surviving as well as the grief I had worked through. By God's amazing grace in my life, He had healed the deep wounds of my Vietnam experience, and I could only weep tears of gratitude. But there remained an unanswered question. Why me? Of the 13 men on that patrol, why was I spared? I silently prayed for an answer, but heaven was silent. And then, as if in answer to the searching of my heart, I heard what the Bible called the still small voice of the Holy Spirit say, I spared you for my purpose, and now be faithful to what I called you to do. Our author said that event took place 31 years ago in a place I never wanted to return to again. Vietnam had taken so much from me in the lives of those I had the honor of serving alongside. On my last combat tour, he continued, I was critically wounded by a grenade, shot and burned. I was only 22 years old, and as I lay in that open field bleeding heavily, I knew I was going to die on that trail. And suddenly I was being pulled to safety. A 19-year-old Lance Corporal and a 21-year-old Navy Corpsman pulled me to safety while exposing themselves to enemy fire. It's true what Jesus said in John 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Every day in our country is a gift, Roger continues. What we do with that gift is our gift to God. No nation on earth has the freedom secured for us by our Constitution and guaranteed by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of our veterans. Every day since, I try to keep that promise I made, the promise to live my life in a manner worthy of the sacrifice made for me to be here and to remember those who gave that ultimate sacrifice for freedom. Don't take those freedoms for granted. The price paid for them was greater than you can imagine. It's a very moving piece. It's one that I all too readily understand. Those of you who are veterans who served in Nam or various altercations since, understand these words. And our veterans are taking it in the shorts by our elected officials 6 ways to Sunday. And I saw a headline yesterday that some 600,000 veterans in this country are in such deep shit because of their indebtedness for educations. I have a difficult time understanding that because I thought that you were supposed to get a paid education as part of your VA benefits, part of your service to your country. I chose many years ago to accept nothing. I wanted nothing from the VA. I wanted nothing because of the fact that I had served. I chose to serve. I did not expect this country to pay me back one damned thing. There was a time I got the necessary card, as it were, which would have afforded me to get VA loans for a mortgage. I also approached getting education benefits. I subsequently took different directions in my life. I chose not to go after the education provided by this socialistic, left-leaning education system in this country. It's a good thing I did, because frankly, I would have exploded in the face of these communist bastards that are educating our children. And that's what they were. Oh, gee, I'm sorry if my language has been a little bit loose and offended some of you. I frankly don't give a damn. That's the reality of life. We have to find ways to stand up for each other, with each other. It's so darn interesting to watch everything in my nearly 73 years unfold in the manner that it has. It's appalling to me. Never in my life could I believe that we would come this far. As I shared with you the other night, and I'm going to close with these words from John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Let us not despair, but act. Let us not seek the Republican answer, nor the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future. I hope these words make sense to you. Be blessed. Lord willing, I'll be back with you on Monday. Do not miss tomorrow's program.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.